What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, November 30th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Friday's stock market sell-off followed by Monday's rebound is another indication that investing in the market can be a bumpy ride. And it's especially perilous for investors who have borrowed against their existing stock portfolios to buy even more stocks.
When you have markets going up the way that they are, it can create this perception that markets can only go up. And that's why you do see these sharp increases in margin debt borrowing during times such as this.
On today's show, our markets reporter Michael Wurstorn will join us to discuss the growing trend of margin investing among individual traders and the risks they face when the markets take a sudden turn. That's after the break.
The Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Investment professionals reveal their best mentors, how they find their next great idea, and a few funny stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
More investors are using borrowed funds in a tactic known as margin borrowing to score gains in the stock market. The rewards can be substantial, but so can the risks. WSJ Markets reporter Michael Wurstorn is here to talk about it. Hey, Michael, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Michael, let's start with you helping us understand exactly what margin borrowing is. How does it work?
Most brokerages allow investors to borrow against their investment portfolios, so they're pledging their stocks, bonds, any other securities they might own to access debt from their brokerage to buy more stocks, or they can use it to fund other daily purchases, whether it's buying a car or even if they want to, say, pay monthly bills, but it's all pledged against their securities that they own.
Okay, so let's get into the nuts and bolts of this. When people borrow money to buy stocks, how does that work?
Most brokerages require you to have at least $2,000, whether cash or securities, in your account, and that gives you access to margin debt. Usually, you can borrow about around 50% of that pledged capital. So in the case of $2,000, you have access to about $1,000 of debt from the brokerage to do with as you please, basically.
Now, Wall Street regulators say that margin borrowing was up 42% in October from a year earlier. Why are more people doing this?
So there's two things feeding into that year-over-year increase. One of them is the simple fact that prices in the stock market have increased significantly over the last year. So that increases the pledged capital, but that's also going to increase the amount of margin debt that investors have. Generally, when stocks are higher, margin debt's higher. We've seen it just run up quite significantly for another reason, though, too. And that's just because after March 2020, when COVID had hit, margin debt and the markets fell precipitously. So we've seen very high numbers year over year, almost this entire year, as the markets made a recovery and investors have gotten way more active in the stock market on top of that. With interest rates being where they are, that's made fixed income securities, a lot of other assets, not nearly as desirable as stocks. Stocks have, across the board, increased significantly. The S&P 500 itself is up 26% so far this year. Those are phenomenal gains, and it's sort of created this effect where investors, on one hand, have the fear of missing out, so you see more piling to the stock market, but also because there's really no other alternatives right now to stocks. So that effect that's been playing out for quite a while now has just really increased that participation rate in the stock market, because other than cryptocurrencies, there aren't many other assets that are rising quite as fast.
Okay, now let's look at the risk involved here. Margin borrowers are no doubt eyeing the prospect of making money if stocks go up. But as we saw from the steep sell-off on Black Friday, stocks can go down unexpectedly at any time.
Downdrafts in the stock market like Friday are always going to be the biggest risk to anybody using margin debt, whether they're buying stocks or using it to fund other purchases. Basically, banks require you, when they extend you that margin debt, you're required to maintain a certain level of capital. And if you don't, if it falls below that level, whatever it is that the bank determines, either you got to put more cash into your account to bring it back above that value, or the bank is going to initiate selling your assets. And they can basically decide whatever assets they want to sell to cover that, what's called in finance, a margin call. And if you lose those assets, you're taking an actual sale. So that there's that component where that loss becomes fixed. You can't sort of ride it back up as some investors might do if they say put more cash into those accounts. So that's really the biggest risk. You can end up losing, you know, those assets. You can lose the future potential of regaining what you've lost if you can't meet the margin calls that the bank issues. And that can have a knock-on effect that we've seen in the market, that when you have those margin calls and the market falls big enough, sort of creates this sort of a domino effect, so to speak, because you have, you know, sort of that downward pressure in the markets, margin calls come, you see that selling then continue because now assets are being sold to meet those margin requirements.
You know, when we hear about margin borrowing and margin calls, we often associate that with the big investment houses on Wall Street. But as we've been seeing, a lot more smaller investors are taking part here. But this could really be a lot for a smaller investor to really take on and keep up with, right?
It can be. And that's why margin debt can be so risky. When you have markets going up the way that they are, it can create this perception that markets can only go up. And that's why you do see these sharp increases in margin debt borrowing during times such as this. But the Federal Reserve has noted that there's some risks here, specifically as it relates to younger investors. They identify that younger investors tend to be much more leveraged than most other investors. And we've seen that sort of play out to a large degree with some of these meme stocks when it comes to AMC, GameStop, for instance. There's this frenzy almost where traders talking online with each other, whether it's Reddit, Twitter, are sort of inflaming some of these particular stocks. And in a lot of cases, the Federal Reserve found they're using borrowed money to play off these situations. What the concern is there is that if we do run into a bout of turbulence for the market that's sustained for a period of time, these investors are really going to face the brunt of being overexposed more than anyone else. And the follow-on effect there too, of course, is that these younger investors, they're, you know, in a position where they don't have nearly as much net worth as other people do, as older people do, say, for example. And that can have a significant long-term effect, depending on how much they lose in terms of their own wealth creation, their own financial security. So the Federal Reserve is watching this area. They are concerned about those younger investors. And I think it just adds to this overall environment where there's a lot of money there's a lot of cheap money that's easily available through debt, and people are using it, especially younger investors at the moment.
Now, you spoke to a couple of individual investors who've gone this route with margin borrowing in the last year or so. What's been their experience?
So the biggest reason most investors do this is because they want to juice their own returns. And as opposed to, say, putting more of your own capital at risk, more of your own money, margin debt always looks like, say, an attractive option, especially during periods like this. So there are a number of investors I've spoken with who've said simply because the market's higher, they want to partake in those gains and really achieve gains even higher than what, say, the market's giving them. They look to margin debt for that factor. So, you know, one investor I spoke with, he says that he's trying to achieve 100% return every single year. Margin debt is a huge part of that because he's basically borrowing, you know, money he doesn't have to invest in other types of securities, other types of stocks. So it's really that potential for big gains that you see a lot of investors jump into this. I would say you've also seen it too, because investors have these massive gains, like say stocks like Tesla, AMC, GameStop, they're up massively. Investors don't necessarily want to sell those securities to say buy other stocks, or if they need money to take out of their account to use for themselves. So they use their margin debt to keep those securities in place, not to have to sell any of them. And again, when markets are rising, that always seems like a pretty good option. So I would say this frothy market right now is a huge incentive to investors to borrow against their portfolios right now. In a lot of cases, they have a lot of money in their securities accounts. So it looks like, you know, in a lot of cases, a source of funding for them for a lot of other things, and in some cases, you know, beyond just buying stocks.
So broadly speaking, is there a concern that there's too much borrowing happening right now?
So the number in of itself, you know, nearly $1 trillion in margin debt, that in and of itself is a bit alarming to a number of analysts, because it really does suggest that investors are losing sight of those bigger risks in the market. That the fact that, you know, there could be a massive bout of volatility, 10, 15%, maybe even more of a drawdown. And when investors lose sight of that, that's when you really do see that domino effect sort of take hold in the market, where there's a lot of selling going on because of it. On the other hand, though, margin debt relative to the S&P 500's market cap is about 2.4%. that's not as high as it's been in the past. I mean, for example, leading into the 2008 financial crisis, margin debt was about 3% or maybe even more of the S&P 500 at that time. But we're not far off, and it doesn't take a whole lot, say, a period of stagnant markets, but continued borrowing can dramatically increase that percentage, you know, fairly quickly. So it's not at a high level, but it's something I think a lot of analysts are watching, are being mindful of, just because retail investors have become such a powerful presence in this market over the last year.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal markets reporter Michael Wurstorn. Mike, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.